Today's daf is daf Tez Zayin. So let's take it the bottom of Tez Vav Amin Beis. The Mishnah begins, Kol Nevelos Mitzdarfos Zo Mzo. All different types of Nevelos, you combine them together, and to Ashir Kazayas, there's an Isser, the rice of eating Nevela, it's Ashir Kazayas. So different types of animals, they could be Mitzdarf one another. And Rashi explains here, even a behemoth tamei with a behemoth tor, even a kosher animal and non-kosher animal, both of which are nevelos, you could combine them to the shiva kazayas. So too, with regards to eating a sheretz, and issa the rice of eating a sheretz and a shiva kazayas, you could be mitzdarf different types of shrotzim together to the shir of a issa kazayas. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav. Rav says on this, going on to daf tezayin, he says, lo shanu elo l'inin tumah. This is only true with respect to tumah, about l'inin achila. You can only combine a behemah tameya with a behemah tahora with respect to an iser tumah. We know when a person eats a nevela, there are two ramifications. One is there's an iser the rice of eating it that results in malchus, and there's also a tumah, he's metame. So when it comes to the kazayas of tumah that creates a tumah, there you can combine a behemah tameya with a behemah tahora. When it comes to the iser the rice of the eating it, the malchus, there you cannot combine a behemah tameya and a behemah tahora. All behemah tameyos can be combined, and all behemah tahoras can be combined, but you can't combine a behemah tameya with a behemah tahora. So that's Rav's qualification, that this is only true, this mission, with regards to tumah, not with regards to achila. Comes along Levi. Levi Amar, afilu l'achila nami mitzdarf. And he argues and says, even with respect to the Isra achila, you can be mitzdarf the Isra of tumas, of behemah tameya, with the behemah Torah to add on to an Isra of achilas nevelos. If you look at Rashi, around seven narrow lines down, Rashi says, Levi Amar, afilu l'achila nami mitzdarfe, the kesavar Isra chalal Isra v'chayiv shtayim. Like we should really backtrack, actually. Look back in the previous Rashi on Shittas Rav. Rav says that Aval Leinin Achila, that when Rav says you cannot combine Behemah Tameh with Behemah Torah with regards to Achila, it's L'chayv Aleim Mishum Lo Sochlu Kol Nevela, Lo Mitzarfen, you cannot combine them. Why? Ela Nivlas, Nivlos Tehorim Bifnei Atzman Mitzarfos Zum Zu, V'Nivlos Tameos Bifnei Atzman. Aval Leinin Isra Achila, Lo mitzdarfin, de ein iser chal iser. You don't have an iser chal iser. De lo asi iser nevela, v'chal al iser behema tamea, hogach lo mitzdarfin. Because you have a pig, for example, which is a behema tamea. And then they add pig drops dead, it becomes a nevela. We don't have an iser nevela fall on top of the ready existing iser of it being a behema tamea, ein iser chal iser. And therefore, even though both animals are currently dead, you can't be mitzdarf nevelas because one's a behemah tameya. There's no issur nevela for the pig. It's already a behemah tameya with the behemah Torah, which is a nevela. You cannot combine the two with each other with regards to the issur nevela. But Levi argues, and he holds, and the next Rashi says, "V'Levi Amar Afilu La'Achila Nami Mitzdarfe De Kesavar." Levi's of the opinion, "Issur Chal Issur." V'chayv shtayim, when a pig dies, you're chayv too. Achas mishum behemah tameya, v'achas mishum nevela. And since there's an issur nevela on the pig itself, you can combine the behemah tameya with the behemah Torah with respect to the eating of the issur nevela. Gemara now says five lines down. Ikadamri, four lines down. Rav Asi now is a third opinion. Rav Asi amar tahorin la'atman u'temein la'atman. Now, what Rav doesn't tell us is he referring to Echila or is he referring to Tumah? Well, he says that the Tahorim are its own category and the Tumeim are its own category with respect to which halacha. So, Gemara says there's a machlokas how to understand the Shita of Rav Asi. Ikdami pligi ad Rav, vikdami lo pligi. One opinion thinks he argues in Rav and one opinion thinks he doesn't argue in Rav. How does he argue? So, Rav says we view Behema Tahorim, Bifnei Atman, and Behemah Tameim Bifnei Atman only with respect to Achila. But with respect to Tumah, you can combine them. So one interpretation is Rav Asi says that even with respect to Tumah, you have to view them entirely separately. So there he argues on Rav. And the other Ikadamri says, no, the lo pligi, he doesn't argue, he says the same exact chilek. When Rav Asi says Tahorim Bifnei Atman and Tameim Bifnei Atman, that's with respect to Achila only, but with respect to Tumah, he agrees to Rav that you can combine a Behemah Tameya with a Behemah Torah. So there are either two or three shitas with respect to mitzdarif behemah tameos and behemah toros regarding tumah and regarding nevela. So the Gemara asks the following question: Meisive. Gemara says Meisive misas para v'chaya gamal a mitzdarfin zemze. You have a cow that's dead, which is a nevela, and you have a gamal which is alive, which is a behemah tameya. The a mitzdarfin zemze. You can't combine the two because they're two different isurim. One's nevela and one's a behemah tameya. But the implication of the Braisa is, Misa Shneim, if they both die, then Mitzdarfen, you can combine them. Meaning if the Gomal dies, you can combine it with the Misa's Para because they're both dead and they're both Nevelas. So we see that you can combine with respect to the Tumah, with respect to the Achila. And this is a Kashiler of Asi, because if Asi felt that you have to leave them separately, that you cannot combine them. So the Gemara says, no, Ema Hachaye Shneim Bifnitzdarfen. You're making the wrong deal. The dik isn't to say, well, then they're both dead, they're mitzdarif. When they're both dead, you can't combine them like Shita Zervasi. You can't combine Behemoth Tameos and Behemoth Torahs that are dead. The implication is when they're both alive, even when the par is alive, then you can be mitzdarfim. What isser is there involved when it's alive? So Rashi is Avram and Achai. If the cow is alive and the gomel is alive and one were to eat a amount of each which combines to a kazayis, then it would be an isser of Avram and Achai. That's a dik. If they're both chai, there's an isser. But in Echanami, if they're both dead, if they're both nevelos, then you can be mitzdarif them because we hold that behemah tameim bifnei asman and tahorim bifnei asman. And Mani, who is this? This must be the Shita Rabbi Yehudahi, that Mer Avram and Achai Noeg B'Temeya. That he holds that Avram and Achai applies even to a Behemoth Temeya. There's a machlokis in the Gemara in Maseches Chulin, whether or not Avram and Achai applies to a Behemoth Temeya or not. And Rabbi Yehudah holds it does apply to a Behemoth Temeya, which means it applies even to a Gamal that's alive. And that's the Shita. But with respect to Misa Shneim, my Lomit Starfe. If they're both dead, both the Par is dead and the Gamal is dead, we are not mitzdarif them. Fine. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, Imkain, my Irya, the right Vatani, Mises Para Vachai Gama. Why does a Mishnah, Bryce, go on to say a dead cow and a live Gama, a live camel? I feel Mises Shneim Lomit Starfe. If we're saying that you can't combine a Mises Para with a Chaya Gamal, why not say the next step, if they're both dead, you can't combine either? So that's a hard deek to make. Oh, and moreover, Tanya, the Brisa clearly states, Chati Zayas Para Bichayeha, V'chati Zayas Gamal B'misasa, Ein Mitzdarf. You have a half a Kazayas of a live cow, and a half a Kazayas of a dead camel, you cannot be Mitzdarf the two. Aval Chati Mipara V'chati Zayas, chatzi zayis mipara, v'chatzi zayis migamal, bein b'chaya, bein b'misasa, mitstarfin. But if they're both alive and they're both dead, then you can be mitstarf them, bein b'chaya, bein b'misasa. So we clearly see that if they're both dead, if they're both nevelas, you can combine the two. That's a kasha reisha sefer. The way we interpret the reisha, where we infer from the reisha that both of them are mace, you can combine them. And the sefer now says if they're both mace, you can combine them, so it must be the implication from the first reading the ratio was wrong, elav shmamina, if it's misa shneim, mitzarfim. That we have to go back to learn the ratio that the dik is only if the cow is alive and the kamal is dead. But if they're both dead, you can be mitzarfim, like the Brisa clearly says in the Seifa. So misa shneim is mitzarfim. That goes against if Asi who holds tahor mifnei atzman and tameim mifnei atzman. So Gemara says, no, amr lach Rav Asi. Rav Asi says, Hi Tana, this particular brisa is a das yachid. This brisa holds savar iser chalal iser. So the iser chalal iser, so the iser nevela is chal on the iser behemah tameh. So there I agree, according to his opinion of iser chalal iser, in a chanami you could combine the nevela of a behemah Torah with the nevela of a behemah tameh. But I hold to Zerasi that ain iser chalal iser, and therefore a cow that's dead and a gamal that's dead, they're two different isurim. A cow that's dead is a nevela, but a gamal that's dead is a behemah tameh. You can't have a nevela chal on top of that, and you're not mitzar of them when they're both dead. Gemara now says, going on to Amr Beis. Amr of Yehuda, Amr Rav, and following Din now, different topic. It says, again, connected though, Achilas Shrotzim Lokalav Bekazai. So a person eats one of the Shmodah Shrotzim, one of the eight different Shrotzim listed in the Torah. So the Din is, one would get Malkos for eating a Kazais of this. My time, what's the reason? Who says you need a Kazais of Shrotzim to get the Isser Achila of Malkos? Gemara says, "My taima achila ksibu." It says in the pasuk achila, whenever there's a lashon achila, that indicates you need a shear of a kazayis. The hatani Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Chanina, kamed Rabbi Yochanan. Doesn't it tell us in the pasuk? It says in the pasuk, "Vivdaltem beina behema Torah latameya beina of hatamei latorah." Blos hashaksus nafshaseichem behema vaof uvechol asher tirmos haadama asher vdalti lechem latame. So the pasuk is distinguishing between a kosher animal, a non-kosher animal, a kosher bird, a non-kosher bird, and then it says blos hashaksus nafshaseichem on all animals. So the Gemara says, wait a second, if you pay attention closely, it first says Pasach Hakasa Bechila. It first says Lashon Achila in the Pasuk, and then it says V'siyem B'tumah. So it first talks about the Isser of eating, and then it goes on to transition to talk about the Tumah Shabbat. But Kavlosa Shaksu, Losa Shaksu implies not it's an Isser Achila. Even though it doesn't say Achila, the implication is Lashon of Achila. If you look at Rashi, just to make that clear, Rashi says three lines down, Pasach Hakasa Bechila. When you eat a sheretz, mishak it's nafshi, it's disgusting to you. So losis akshu is lashon v'achila, and then the pasuk concludes lashon atame. It says hivdalti lachem latame. So are we talking about achila or are we talking about tuma? What's going on here in the pasuk? So the Gemara says, "Ma tuma b'chadasha, af achila b'chadasha." Just like everyone agrees, a sheretz is metame if it's a shiva kadasha, if it's a shiva lentil, which is very small. So the Torah is telling us to come back in one pasuk, "Vosis shakshu," which is achila again, and connecting it to tuma. Just like tuma is a kadasha, so to the isra achila of shratzim is also a kadasha and not a shiva kazaya. So this is a question on the shita of Rav. The Kalsi Rabbi Yochanan, had praised, he accepted this brisa of Akasha L'Rav. He said, this brisa goes clearly against Rav. The Gemara says, Lo Kasha, there is no contradiction of Rav against his brisa. Kan b'misasan, kan b'chayem. It depends whether we're talking about an animal, a sheretz, it's alive, or if the sheretz is dead. What's the difference of misa versus chaya? So Rashi explained here around 10 narrow lines down, Lo Kasha, kan b'chayehen, kan b'misasan. Hav the Tani Kazayis, that brisa, that shita of Rav who taught, you need a shir Kazayis to get malkos. That's hainu kiyachim mineo b'chayehen, when the animal and the shratzim are alive. When you eat it when it's dead, afilu b'kadasha laka, even if you're eating a kadasha of the sheretz that's dead, you would get malkos dumya d'tumya, just like tuma, because the animal, the din is that when the animal dies, there's an iser tuma, and therefore if the tuma is kadasha, so too the achila is a tuma. When the animal's alive, where there is no tuma sheretz, so we don't learn to tuma, we go based on the regular pasuk of there being an iser achila, which would indicate a shear of kazayas. Fine. So Amar Le Abai Abai says, "V'ha Rav Amas Nisan Kai." Isn't Rav referring to the Mishnah? Isn't Rav making his comment about Achila Shratzim referring back to the Mishnah? And the Masnisin, Ko Shratzim Katani, Afil B'mitzasim. The Mishnah that Rav is commenting on is referring to even a Sheretz, which is Tame. So if the Mishnah is talking about a Sheretz, which is Tame, and Rav says you get an Achila, an Isra Achila of a Kazayas, isn't he saying you need even an Isra Kazayas applies to a Misa? It doesn't apply. We said before, if it's Mace, it's a Shir Kadasha. But Rav, who says he has Shir Kazayas, is commenting on a Mishnah, which is clearly talking about Afil B'Misasan, which implies that even B'Misasan requires a Kazayas, not a Kadasha. And the Gemara says, no, you got it all wrong. Skipping the parentheses. Amar Le Rav Yosef Hahi Diuka Dilachu Rav Shmaita Ba'al Makamar. You are making your own diak. You think Rav was commenting on a Mishnah. That's not true. Rav was making an independent statement having nothing to do with the Mishnah. And once he makes an independent statement, we can understand his statement to be referring to only when it's b'chayayim. But if the sheretz again is b'mitzasan, so just like a b'mitzasan, it's metame b'kadasha, so to b'achila, it's aser b'kadasha. Gemara now says, last seven lines of the Amud, the Kalsi Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Yochanan really accepted, he really praised such a brisa that above, that the Shir V'Achil is Kadasha. So basically, the Gemara challenges it as follows. Gemara says that Ha'evarim, when it comes to different limbs, Ein Lehem Shir Afil Pachas Mikazayas. When it comes to a person that's an Eivar Shalem, a complete limb, a leg or an arm or whatever limb it might be, even if there's no shear of the proper tumah, even if it's less than a kazayas, which is the normal shear needed for tumas nevela, or it's pachas mikadashim nasheretz mitamim. So even though they're less than the proper shear, right? For tumas nevela, you need a kazayas, for tumas sheretz, you need a kadasha. So even though normally you have less than a kazayas or less than a kadasha like you normally need, if it's a shear shalem, if it's an aver shalem, even though it lacks a proper shear, it's metame as well, because we know the din of birya. A birya, bifne atma, if it's an independent entity, even though it lacks a shear, is considered chashuv enough. So just like with regards to iser, so too with regards to tumah, an aver shalem is metame, even though it doesn't have the proper shear. But Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says on this, ein lokan alav ela b'kazayis, even though the tumah exists, when it's less than a kazayis, less than a kadasha, because it's an eiver shalem, when it comes to the iser of eating, when it comes to the malkos, so then you need an iser kazayis. So we see clearly that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't accept the brayse above, because above he thought that the shir achila should be connected to the shir of tumah. They're both a kadasha. But here it's clearly not that way, that even though the tumah is less than a kazayis, less than kadasha, the iser of shir achila requires a full kazayis. So Gemara says, no, Amar Rava, Rava says, b'muvdalin diber hakasav. The pasuk is referring to muvdalin. What's muvdalin? What does that mean exactly? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says here, see, Rashi, Amar Rava, b'muvdalin diber hakasav, d'had the kalsi Rabbi Yochanan lahivim, that which Rabbi Yochanan praised and accepted the brisa that said, matuma b'chadash, af achila b'chadash, Rashi explains, b'muvdalin diber hakasav, b'hani, those which are separate, d'chsib b'heinav hevdaltim, those animals which were described under the pasuk of hevdaltim, of muvdalin, b'hanuch shmona shratzim, the shmona shratzim, she'at Torah muvdalin mishar shratzim, that the Torah had separated these eight shratzim from all other shratzim. And these eight shratzim are also chamurin than tumah yosef and achar acherim. They're more chamur, they're more severe, more so than any other shratzim. The acherim lo matame klal elahani shmona. That these are the only eight shratzim that are matame. Another type of sheret is not actually matame. Ubahani kamakra, and with respect to those shmona shratzim, the mashma de achila nami pechadasha. That's where Rabbi Yochanan said eating achila of the Shmoneh Shratzim of a Kadasha would be Chayiv. But that which Rabbi Yochanan says you need a Kazayas of, that's referring to other Shratzim, a Stam Sheretz, that doesn't have an Indian of Tumah. There he says you need a Shir of Kazayas. So that's the difference. So the Gemara now says back inside, last few lines of the Amud here, Amale Rav Ada Bar Ava L'Rava Ela Me'ativ, you're going to say that the Torah distinguishes between those which are Muvdal and those which are different than the general Klal, so you can make the same Chilik, Ela Me'ata, Behema nami liflagay bein muvdalas l'shein muvdalas. Why not make a similar distinction within the world of behemoths? What's the world of behemoths? What does that mean? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says el miata de amris de muvdalin de berkasav de mishane shira bein muvdalin l'shein muvdalim. Once we've established the idea that the Torah is mechalik between shiurim of those animals which are singled out versus those which are not, so behema nami by a behema as well, hol the akshir achmana l'shratzim, to the Torah connects a behema to a sheretz. In the pasuk above of that hivdaltim, that whole long pasuk we had of those hishakshis and afshaseichim, it says behema v'chat ba'of, we have a clear connection of behema to a sheretz. So with that hekesh, says Rashi, v'akshi rachmana l'shratzim b'chad kra, nivlas behema tameya, v'nivlas behema tahora, a kosher animal and non-kosher animal that are both dead, we connect it l'shratzim, d'chsiv yivdaltim v'chuk gomer, v'chol asher tirmos l'hadama, neima nami, we should say the same thing. D'lahach yakshinu, this is why we made a hekesh. Dishani bein muvdalas, l'shenu muvdalas, to make a chilek between an animal that's muvdal versus an animal that's not muvdal. Vilema, we have to see what the animal is in just a second. Vilema and say lema hachi. The had the kamer nivela matame bekazayis haynu muvdelis. That which we said that a nivela is matame with a sheer kazayis. It's only an animal that's muvdelis, which is a lebehema tahora, karile muvdelis. We call a behema tahora, a kosher animal is called muvdelis. She muvdelis mi behemas tameis, because it's singled out. It's separate from a non-kosher animal, dumuteris bachila, and that we could eat a behema tahora. About behema temeya, a non-kosher animal, she'enim uvdelas, that's not singled out, lo metami adika tfei mikazayis adika kabeitza. Maybe you need a larger shear for behema temeya, namely you need a shiva kabeitza to be metame tumas nevelos. That's the Gemara's suggestion. So again, once we're making a chilik by a sheretz, why not make a similar chilik with regards to behema? To which the Gemara answers, going on to Yud Zayin, now we'll finish here, up to the Mishnah, Amar Leh, the response is, kimakish rachmana lachol tishak, lebal tishaksu, aval l'shirum lo. When the Torah is connecting the din of behema Torah, Tmeyam Torah, to Shratzim, it's only with respect to there being an Isser Tumah, that there's a Tumas Nevela. But with respect to Shi'urim, it was never connected, and therefore, even though by the Shratzim there exists such a Chilik, being a different Shi'urim, we cannot extend over a Chilik of Shi'urim when it comes to Tumas Nevela, behema Tmeya, and behema Torah. Okay? Same time. Hopefully.